done and you're a winner. You got your divorce papers in the mail. Your ex is having side piece for dinner. You got me here chasing your tail. After midnight I was sitting around waiting. Waiting out to the end of this deal. Now there won't be no hesitating. I'm coming in for the kill. And in time, I'm for sure you'll be mine and I'll be yours. Bet on me, a winning hand. You will see, I'm your man. Bucker up and kiss the boy goodbye. That old story's gone with the wind. Kiss me hello and we'll go fly. I'll take you where you've never been. And in time, I'm for sure you'll be mine and I'll be yours. Bet on. Bet on me, a winning hand. You will see, I'm your man.
It's the Music on Deck podcast.
Yep.
And we're back. Back with another one.
And we're back.
It's Alex Maglione here, engineer, mixer, producer, along with my co-host here.
Hey, everybody. Dave Dinsmore, chilling like a villain.
That's right. Another review here. Chase Antoine, I'm your man. That's what we just heard. Yeah, let me jump into it here. First off, the bat. Literally before the bat swung and the ball is hit, you have to have a breath of silence on the top of your song. Whether the mix engineer does it or the mastering engineer does it, you can't just hit play and have it sound like the top of the song is chopped. Like there might have been something there right before you press play.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let the listener press play, and that's the only way I can describe it. It's a breath.
It's definitely a beat.
There's something that I do on every song that I mix, and it's a conscious thing that I do. When I create the two track, the stereo track of the final mix, when I press record on that final print of that mix, I am conscious of the amount of time there is from the moment I press record to the first note or first thing you hear in that song.
Of course. Yep.
There needs to be that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't start the song or the mix or the master right on the edge of that first sound wave. It just doesn't sound natural to people listening.
It's a bit jarring.
It sounds like something is chopped. It sounds a little bit jarring. So that's just a note that I have.
Yeah.
This is cool, dude.
And I had the same thing.
Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those things where the moment
we both
hit play,
had that. Yeah.
We're like, what the heck? We've made note of that before. I kind of have to make note of it every time I hear it because it's something that people might not be aware of in the mix / production side of things. This was cool, though.
Yeah.
I immediately kind of go down the chicken picking mountain music lane mm-hmm. of what this was. This mm-hmm. was, he describes himself as Americana folk.
Yeah.
It was there. To me, again, this is more kind of even more acoustic than Americana and folk is, which to me is more of that kind of West Virginia, Smoky Mountains, acoustic guitar, banjo, ganjo, type of sound. That's what this track was to me. So I thought it was cool. I loved how it sounded too. When you have a fully acoustic song, and fully, even by fully acoustic, I mean there was not another instrument other than acoustic guitar in that song.
Mm-hmm.
That can be tough, as we all know. When you, the less amount of things you have going on, the finer focus that magnifying glass is.
Sure.
It's easy for something to not sound good. It's easy for mistakes to be heard. It's easy for, if something is not mixed well, to be exposed. I thought this sounded good. I thought it sounded really good for something acoustic. The vocal was where it needed to be. Again, I was set kind of, you know, in that setting of like, yeah, this is a guy with his acoustic and maybe somebody with him who's playing another acoustic and they're singing the harmonies. In the corner of, you know, a live event or even on the Grand Ole Opry, you got some of them, you know, newer Americana folky, mountain music artists that come up there and do their song, and everybody's like, yeah, that was great, that was cool. You don't hear that stuff every day, especially if you're not from that area. So it was cool for me. Lyrically, I thought it could have been a little bit deeper. I thought it could have been a little bit deeper from a lyrically content side of things. I liked the concept. I liked the verses and the chorus. I just felt like by the end of the song, I was a little bit like, I wish the space was explored a little bit more. I wish more of the story was told, or more in more detail, maybe, you know, just a little bit, not a ton.
Okay.
I think what this is meant to be very stripped and basic. But I just wish there was a little bit more there from a lyrical content standpoint. But yeah, again, overall, I enjoyed it. I'm not sure I'll listen to it again or want to listen to it again, but I this is the type of music that I didn't grow up with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to Americana, folk, mountain music, chicken picking, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Until I got to Nashville, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I instantly loved it. I was like, this is some cool stuff. It's cool to see people play their instruments like this, because you don't, when somebody picks up an acoustic guitar pretty much anywhere else in the world, like, you don't expect them to do this mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see that. So overall, for me, it's a 7.7. And part of that is because of what I just kind of said. This isn't really in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. It didn't, it's a term Dave likes to use, it didn't really blow my skirt up. But it wasn't bad at all. It was just middle of the road, and a 7.7, 7.5-ish is what that is for me.
Okay.
Like I said, I like the genre. I think it just didn't have enough for me there to be like, yeah, that was cool, let me go listen to that again. So yeah, 7.7. Okay. What do you think, Dave?
I really liked it. I really liked it. And, you know, again, we invent scenarios in our heads.
Yeah, totally. I'm the king of that. And I do so, that too much, probably.
You know, I definitely right off the bat am going to be grading on a curve. And that's okay. Because I think he's doing, you know, everything himself. And, you know, what I like is I'm going to grade the ideas.
Okay.
Because I hear, as a producer, what I love about it is I would love to get my hands on this. And I would love to bluegrass the crap out of it.
Yeah.
I would love to see it slide more into that. Although it is definitely Americana and folk. I definitely can hear more than the two harmony lines that he's got on it.
Yeah,
I could
sure.
really see a four piece around a single microphone. You know, definitely giving me the vibes. I think there's a hook here. I mean, I think just on that, for how little is there.
Yeah.
I think it's hooky.
Yeah.
I think it's a great little hook on there. I loved the lyrics.
You're more familiar with the genre too.
I loved the lyrics. Yeah, I felt like it was jovial and light as the genre calls for.
Sure.
It doesn't tend to go any, you know, deeper. It tends to be very witty and you know, got my divorce papers, you know, that kind of a thing. That's great. I loved it. I really like, I didn't see anything an issue there for me at all. You know, obviously the obvious thing, you know, as Alex already mentioned, I'm like, a replow that, you know, definitely, you know, the intro needs some work, because you can't just hit play and we both kind of went, whoa.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm gonna grade it on a what might be, what could be.
Okay.
This to me is a demo. It's a demo. It's this is not something that's going to stand up next to anything else, because it's someone kind of learning, whether it's learning with the songwriting, the performing, the recording. People don't really understand all of the different talents that it goes into to make a song.
Oh yeah,
and
nope.
Sometimes it's hard for us.
Super underappreciated.
Well, it's sometimes it's hard for us to pick out which one of the areas is needing some help and which ones are right on point. I would say he's an adequate singer. I think he's staying in his lane, which is great. I think he's got enough of an ear to create a hooky melody. He wasn't taking the low-hanging fruit. It had a melody that was catchy. The harmonies were done well.
Yeah, definitely.
I just feel like this was a preview to what a finished product could look like. And this just isn't even close to a finished product. So I can't really... This isn't going to stack up next to anything else because it's a demo. Hey, I got an idea for a song and I did as much as I could on my own.
Okay.
If somebody could come in, engineer, producer, songwriter, really work with an artist, you know, there's something there. There's something there, certainly in the Americana. And I folk would be the low-hanging fruit. I would love to see him make a full transition to like a bluegrass Billy Strings.
The bluegrass is, when you said that, I said that is like the graduation from, like I said, mountain music type. I mean, it's a little bit more constructed.
And it's
structured.
Advanced.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, this is definitely Americana where it is now, but I could see it being.
Sure.
You know, add in some layers. Add in a fiddle. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need a drum at all. I think you need a stand-up bass. Mm-hmm. I would put a ganjo and a banjo. Yep. I put a fiddle in there, not a violin, a fiddle player. And I would have all four people be able to sing.
Yeah,
and I would have it be interlocking melodies that are going in with the main vocalist who's not very flashy. He's right where he is.
Right.
You stay right in that. I mean, I'm talking some Pokey Lafargue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying somewhere in there. Very, very cool bluegrass throwback.
Dude, this is the type of thing where, like,
When
I go to the Grand Ole Opry and these acts come on stage, I'm watching everyone else in the crowd as much as I'm watching who's on stage, because I want to see, like, oh, you know, what do people think about this? Like, this is probably some, like I am. This is probably some stuff that most people aren't hearing every day.
Yeah.
What are they tapping their toes? You know, what's their reactions when the song's over? How are they, you know, is it a big eruption? Is it, you know, what is it? So I think this is like that, but you're loving it. Yeah.
I look at it, I would love to hear where this guy ends up.
Sure.
I still think we're at the beginning of the journey. And so, you know, again, that's a solid 7-8 for me.
Okay.
I'm in. I like it. I think it's great. I would even go so far and you know this. I don't go on to listen to anything that I don't think I'm gonna like. I would listen to more.
Yeah, there's so this is off of a project called Great Big World by Chase Antoine. And it looks like there's four other songs.
So, I mean, I would be interested to hear.
Sweet.
Now, I would still think they're probably all going to be this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know.
Dude, if you can do this good five times, though, you got me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on.
And again,
I would say,
I would just say to Chase, though, is great job. You know, really good job. I would say, if I'm in that vein where it's like, you know, I'm just putting out a demo and I'm just getting started, you know, and you plan to build on this,
then
well done. Bravo. Yeah. You know, now I would say if you're on the other end of that and if you're thinking, you know,
this is it.
And this is, I'm at the top and I'm going to stack up next to other acts in this vein. Well, then that's not the case,
no.
You know? So it really, boy, context.
What was the score again? 7?
What?
What was your score again?
7-8.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I really think, you know, knowing all the variables that Alex and I don't know, I'm grading it under those conditions. So, you know, if that's where you're at, you're right where you need to be. I think it's great. I think it's going to be. Now, again, I'm grading for, it's going to be a lot better.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot better when you add all the pieces in. Now, if he's like,
so your
this
potential
is
meter,
it,
your potential meter is high.
Very high.
Yeah. So I've done that in the past.
Yeah.
I feel like a decent
I'm grading
bit.
For where I think he's going
you're
to end up.
You're at 7, what was it again?
7-8.
And you think it could be.
I think it could be into the eights for for me.
I agree. I agree. I'll say that too. I'm on that. I'm buying that. I'm on
just
that bandwagon.
Thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it's not there. We're getting an artist at the beginning of the journey. So you know what's there
this
is.
This came
good.
Out in 2020. 2020 October of 2020. I'd be interested to see.
Yeah.
Where he is at this point.
I'd love to see the development and the growth. You know, and I would expect that. If that is 3 years old, I would expect to hear, you know, some growth and some build upon.
There's another six song album that came out in 2022. So
okay, so maybe we need to go back and listen to some of that, you know. But either way, good stuff.
Yeah.
Chase, I dig it. Alex dug it.
Yeah.
Good job, man. I mean, you know, I love to hear stuff on the rise. That's somebody on the grind right there. That's somebody working towards something, and I dig it. And I, you know, I'm definitely in my. I love that genre.
Oh, me too, man. I mean,
you
like
know,
I said,
It's really good stuff.
I'm a baby to that stuff, but I mean, I've gone back and listened to.
Just go listen to Kristen Buddy and how much we love that. You know, like I'm like, yes, give me more of that.
I'm down with that mountain music. You know, folk. You know, like you said, bluegrass. Like that stuff is really, really cool. Again, though, I don't think it's for everybody, but I think it's one of those things that's appreciated by a ton.
Yeah.
Again, you go to the Grand Ole Opry and you don't expect to see that. And I guarantee you, at every Grand Ole Opry show, there is an act that comes up there and does that.
Mainstream.
And it's crazy to see live too.
Oh yeah,
it's cool to see live. See them doing that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Washboard. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that stuff's cool.
But you know, mainstream country has just become so.
Oh God, the opposite of what
has
that
become
was.
So polished and so pressed and quite frankly. Rock mixed with a little bit of Southern, you know, stuff.
With a little hip-hop, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just changed so much that I feel like, you know, some of this stuff is really being lost. And boy, it's so needed. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
It's a breath of fresh air when you kind of hear this. So I really dug it, man. Really good stuff.
Yeah, definitely, definitely good stuff. High potential rating as well. You know, you got our main scores, but definitely high potential there. I think if you were to, you know, take this further down the road or expand upon what this is already. But again, I give you respect for what this is. I mean, that's what Dave's saying too. I mean, this was cool. You know, nothing overly, you know, kind of outside of the box of what this is supposed to be, which is good. So you got a good middle of the road score from both of us. So that's another one. The Music on Deck podcast. We appreciate y'all listening. As we always say, check out our social media. You see some song reviews on there on our TikToks and Instagrams. You know, and we're going to be getting back on board with posting some of these artists up, you know, giving their love and let you be able to find them for yourselves. And, you know, some of these artists like Chase, I mean, like I said, he's got a whole nother project on here, that Dave and I probably won't have time to listen to the whole other project, but maybe you do. Maybe you as a listener, you know, want to go, oh, I love that. I want to go check out everything this guy's, you may be his newest fan.
Yeah.
So
we hope so.
Yeah. So we want to link you. Yeah. We want to link you to, you know, some of these artists to be able to become their next fan and show them support. And by the way, when you find them, tell them, hey, I heard your song reviewed on the Music on Deck
podcast.
Right.
That's right.
We would really appreciate that. Yeah. We're doing more of this. You know, we try and get you guys these episodes every single week. We're mixing in some of our personal stuff, whether it's industry experiences that we're sharing or, you know, unsolicited and music minute, Maglione minutes. You know, we're trying to just kind of give you guys a little bit of everything. But hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify too, and you can get the alerts of when all of our podcasts tend to come out. And stay tuned because there's more to come for sure.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you listening.
Peace.